Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. Punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rodis.
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. I just celebrated my 3rd year podcast anniversary. Woohoo! Woohoo! I'm happy to be here and bringing everybody content. There will be a Christmas bonus episode. There will also be a bonus episode for December 29th. You know, I don't want to leave y'all hanging like that. The regular podcast episodes will resume January 5th, 2024. Living, I'm happening. That's what the old school people used to say. Living, I'm happening. My gift to the listeners is the 5th installment of the pod tape. I want to thank all the podcasters that's been involved in this phenomenal series. I want to thank all the listeners. Eazy-E is the Rodis Live, what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Drop down.
There's been a long struggle here at the Los Angeles County Court Building here in Dalton, L.A.
Knocked our eyes for you.
Oh, here's Mr. King. I'd like to say that. I just want to thank my attorney for helping me out here.
Pay the piper, so they all stay in fear of a neighborhood sniper.
That was Eazy-E with the Neighborhood Sniper. That song is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Another journey around the globe for your boy. That's What's Poppin'. 3 years of podcasting. That's What's Poppin'. Sagittarius season. That's What's Poppin'. The holidays, that's what's poppin'. Family, that's what's poppin'. Season's greetings, that's what's poppin'. The pod tape 1, that's what's poppin'. The pod tape 2, that's what's poppin'. The pod tape 3, that's what's poppin'. The pod tape 4, that's what's poppin'. The pod tape 5. The pod tape series. Too Much Game Podcast.
Shout out my nigga Rodas. And then there was this. Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This is your host, Uncle Dolomite, for the Too Much Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. Today, I'm on the motherfucking pod tape with my nigga Rodas. Shout out to motherfucking Rodas from the Rodas Live Podcast for having me a part of this. It's an honor and a privilege, my nigga. My name is Uncle Dolomite, like I said, host of the Too Much Game Podcast. The Too Much Game Podcast is a show where I basically give practical wisdom on things that I see in the timeline, in the world, in the blogs. Sometimes it might be things that might happen to me personally in my life, but 100% of the time, I'm going to be giving some game about this shit. You know, it's one of them shows where, you know, you have comedy shows, you got relationship shows, you got shows about all types of shit. But I feel like where my show was necessary, it's just that real nigga voice speaking to other real motherfuckers in the world. You know, it's a mental health driven show where I give game on just how to move throughout life, how to protect your peace, how to have good, strong, beneficial relationships, how to just be a good person overall. And like I said, just be a solid, overall, real motherfucker. Who the show is for? Whoever's listening to it, honestly. You know, of course, the perspectives is from me, myself, Uncle Dolomite, from Compton, California. So, of course, by my accent, by the beat that you hear playing in the background, it's going to be some West Coast shit. You know, I'm 200 episodes in. I've been doing this shit, what, about 4 years now? You know, I just celebrated my motherfucking 200th episode. Shout out to me for that shit. Damn, that was too quiet. That was too quiet. Hold on. Let me. Gotta hit it with the loud one for that. But yeah, as I said, I just celebrated my 200th episode, my nigga. So I've been doing this a while. You know, shout out my nigga 12 Cal from the 12 Cal Podcast. Give him air horns, cause he was talking this shit on here, my nigga. Shout out to him, cause you know he was talking about how dope his show was. So of course I gotta talk my shit, my nigga. This is the dopest podcast you gonna hear. And like I said, shout out to Rodas, cause Rodas show dope as a motherfucker too. Of course, if you listening to my voice right now, you know that. Cause you listen to Rodas show. That's why I'm on here. That's why I associate with Rodas, cause I only associate myself with dope shit. You know, a lot of the other podcasters that you've heard on here, a lot of the podcasters that you gonna hear on here, it's all dope shit. We all fuck with Rodas because Rodas is a listener of dope shit. He's a curator of dope shit. We all trust Rodas and his judgment And that's why it's such a privilege for all of us to be a part of this. All my homies that's a part of this, even people who I haven't met, who I'm gonna meet just because they are part of this pod tape. You know, I feel honored. This shit is like being on a DJ Clue mixtape as a rapper. Now, even though my voice, a lot of y'all gonna say, he sound like Nipsey, he sound like Snoop, but I can't motherfucking rap. I just talk this shit. That's what I do. So the fact that me talking this shit got me on the pod tape with Roddus, this a big fucking look, my nigga. So like I said, y'all check out the Too Much Game podcast with me, your homeboy Uncle Dolomite, giving y'all that good ism, that game, that knowledge, that practical wisdom. I'm teaching y'all about all types of shit. I record every Sunday, usually around 2:30 p.m. to about 5 Pacific time. And I'm live on Instagram. So if you ever want to come in, possibly even talk your shit, you know, jump onto the show, you know, state your opinion in the comment section. You can follow me at Uncle Dolomite, Uncle Dolemite on Instagram, or Too Much Game Podcast on Instagram. Set your notifications so when I go live on Sundays, you can be a part of the show, whether you on there through your voice or you just typing in the comments. It's always a good motherfucking time, and you always going to get some good game. You're going to learn something every episode I record every Sunday. It's always something for somebody. It's always something you can learn. You're going to be entertained. You're going to be educated. And you're going to be in the company of other real motherfuckers. So how could you not want to be a part of that shit? So like I said, follow me on Instagram, Uncle Dolomite or Too Much Game Podcast. I'm also on all social media platforms, YouTube as well. The show be sometimes live on YouTube, sometimes pre-recorded. So subscribe to the Too Much Game Podcast, T-O-O, Much Game Podcast on YouTube. I'm a part of Townhouse Media, Town E-House Media. Shout out to the super producer. But yeah, man, you know, I guess I'm going to go ahead and keep that shit short and sweet. Once again, shout out to Roddus. The Roddus Live Podcast, my motherfucking homeboy out that big Chicago. And I ain't here to help you get bitches. I'm here to help you get better. Too Much Game.
She Gets It Podcast.
What up, y'all? My name is Shan, and this season is season 21, where Drake from Everything Culture and myself will be on a small series within She Gets It Pod, where we talk about blackness and all of the things black Americans living in America have to deal with on a daily basis in their lives, in their families, in their workplace, or just their lifestyle in general, and talking about the problems, how we live, and giving a solution in each episode. So if you want to know a bit about blackness and the whys behind why we do certain things, come listen to Drake and myself on She Gets a Pod this season talk about those things. And here's a clip.
By the way. Yeah. And they talk about like code switching. And somebody, you know, and a lot of black people don't like code switching. I don't code switch. Shut up. Code switching is for survival. It is.
Yeah.
Code switching is, I'm very good at code switching. I don't always do it, and I blend in because I'm still me. You still got to be you at the end of the day,
right?
But even the way you dress, even with your kids, how they go to school is not how they may go to the grocery store. How they may go to church may not how they go to the club. We all code switch one way or another, from our dress, from our tone, to what with the word. I curse. Do I curse in every spot? No. I don't curse around my elders. The way I talk to my elders is not the way I talk to you, you know? I code switch. That is, it's for it's survival. But if I have to sit up straight, right, once again, at my work, I wear this hoodie at work. I wear a hoodie like at my current, but I know when I'm in an interview, I'm gonna have to code switch a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'll do, I don't know how, once again, I don't know how often white people may have to code switch, but me being black, and I know other ethnic, but me being black, I know I have to code switch, and I don't like that. I'm trying to eliminate code switching for that, but no, I don't think, if I think I was a different ethnicity, I think I would still code switch to a sense. Because it's, once again, you're trying to, like what you're saying, why do you code switch from Cozy Room compared to She Gets It? Because you're trying to attract or persuade a certain audience of people.
Yeah.
You're trying to reach a different platform, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So about this, what would be the solution? I think when it comes to Black people in America, I think learning how to honor ourselves will help us, you know, with this mindset of working twice as hard or being twice as good. Learning to say no would help us ease this sometimes. Being willing to think about our health first, you know, just because you can do these things doesn't mean you need to do all 10 things today because such and such is counting on you. Taking your PTO would help a lot of Black people when it comes to you feeling the impact of having to be twice as good. Spending your time with family, not talking on the phone when you go on vacation.
BTG for president.
Mic check, mic check. 1 2 1 2. Hey, is this thing on? Yo, shout out to Riders, man, for giving me BTG for president. Open Run with BTG for giving me an opportunity to share my brand, to share my platform. Yo, who is BTG? BTG for president. Open Run with BTG, a part of the Rare Sinus Network. Shout out to the No Nonsense Show. Hey, I want to give y'all an insight on what BTG for president is and also Open Run. So BTG for president, dog, I'm a West Coast cat, from South Central, East Side to be exact. I'm gonna give you some insight on my experiences, on how I grew up in LA, my journey with maneuvering through these, the gang culture, growing up, you know, in these West Coast house parties, man, backyard boogies, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Catching the 40 bus back in high school to the mall. And, yeah, man, it's my audio statue. You know, when I'm long gone, somebody find this in 2085, they can run this back. They might see how my emotions was at that time. They might hear about, you know, my journey through marriage and raising kids, etc. It's an open thing, man. It's an open book. But, you know, I might have an episode where, you know, I might be on the episode with a podcaster and we might be talking about classic West Coast and East Coast movies and flipping the script on you.
Cap in somebody's ass. So if they were the yin and yang of each other and they were actually the same person, that would have been dope as fuck. And so when he came into the house to talk to his grandparents and they were like, hey, Kevin, they see that their grandson is now acting like Kane, that he's now acting like Old Dog instead of Kane because his daddy was a drug dealer who killed somebody right in front of him.
Shout out to Rashani, man, the host of Single Sign You Cast podcast, man. That's one of my favorite podcasters of all time. And you know what? You'll have an episode like that, and then you'll have an episode on me trying to teach you how to play dominoes. The point of the game is to get rid of all your dominoes. Okay, now there is a point system. This is very important to your life, Big Mike. We're going up to 150. Okay, for the amateurs, they start at 5. For the OGs that still drink 40 ounces out of the bottle with the brown bag around it, it's 10 to get in. You know what I'm saying? It's 10 to get in, baby. I know y'all know how to play dominoes out there. It's better than spades, right? Anyhow, we back at it, man. BTG for president. That drops every Thursday. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. PST. Okay? West Coast time. Pacific Standard Time. 11 a.m., man. You're going to get some great content from BTG for president. Also, though, we don't stop there, man. We got...
we got a situation where I talk about sports.
He's part of that, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Jackson's of the world. There was certain just Laker killers back in the day. You know what I mean? And De'Aaron Fox is just, he's definitely one of those. No matter what it is, it's just, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to meet them in the playoffs last year because they end up losing to the team that we end up beating, which was Golden State.
You're going to get a lot of that right there. You're going to get a lot of that right there. I talk about my Lakers. I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Raiders fan. I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm a UCLA fan. I'm all West Coast bias, baby. West Coast bias. But, hey, I got an intro for that, too. Yeah, I got an intro for that too. And it ain't too many sports shows where you're gonna hear a fly intro. That's crazy right there. Shout out to my boy, man. All original right here. Shout out to Kenya. And hey, look, that's every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. You know, you got an open run with BTG on Wednesdays. You got BTG for president on Thursdays. And And the cool thing about it, man, you can go in and you could send you a voice memo. You can send me a voice message if you got my number. Or go through one of those IG DMs, Twitter DMs, or X, whatever you want to call it. Send me a message. Send me a topic. I have people send topics in for sports and for BTG for president. You know what I'm saying? Just have it in at a timely manner. Outside of that, man, like I said, this is my audio statue, man. BTG for president, open run with BTG. I hope y'all tap in. Riders, again, I appreciate you, my brother. Now, before I get up out of here, man, I just want to share the fact that I do have one of the best, you know, podcast intros in the game, man. And if you don't want to take my word for it, trust me, man, there's people out there that have no problem with.
So I always wanted to ask, so I'll close with this. I always wanted to ask Baylor this question, and I don't know if he said it on his actual podcast or it was actual tweets about it, but somebody mentioned something about Baylor's intro music, and he had talked about, I can't remember if he said it or someone else said about him having one of the best intro musics in this podcast, and I have to agree. I've always wanted to ask him, did he actually have that mix? Or did he get his intro music from something? Because I've always enjoyed his Baylor's intro music seems like it's like a professionally made intro. And yeah. I've never asked them like who did it or how did it come about. But Baylor definitely has this probably the dopest intro music I've heard with podcasts.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I that is a good question. Like, cause it does like the way it's blended.
It's blended perfectly.
Yeah. Like who came up with that?
What up though? That's my boys Otis and Mike from the What Up Though podcast down there and up there in Detroit, man. Shout out to them. But yeah, man. They not lying. And I must say I do have one of the best podcast intros probably of all time, man. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm going to say this. I do have the best podcast intro, especially over here on the West Coast, okay? I shut it down. All right, so without further ado, welcome to BTG for President.
Go out to LA. I'm coming from the city where no pity is shell. Come on, you do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
And there you have it. Hey, before I get up out of here, I want to give a special shout out to Riders, man. Thank you for, and I appreciate you for giving me the platform again to share my brand and to share my platform. You can follow me at Baylorism on TikTok. You can follow me at Baylorism on X or Twitter. If you still call it Twitter, at Baylor the Great on IG. Hey, drink more water, leave people alone, mind your business, and listen to more West Coast music. I appreciate y'all. I'm out.
You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. We dropping the mic on Riders Live. This has been another edition of the Pod Tape. So thanks for supporting the Pod Tape series. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, Spotify, Spotify for Podcasters, as well as RidersOnline.net. Let me know if you enjoyed Uncle Dolomite, Shan from She Gets It Podcast, and Baylor the Great. Until then, happy holidays. Season's greetings from Riders Live. Merry Christmas. Stay tuned for the Christmas bonus episode coming up on Christmas Day. Peace.